Al fresco, dear.
What does that mean?
Outside. Out in the
fresco. That's what that means?
Yeah.
Outside mean fresco means outside?
Al fresco to the wind or some to the fresh air.
Huh.
Yeah. Or in the I don't know. It means outside. It
let's
means
get drunk
outside.
Al fresco.
Yeah, let's get, darling, let's get drunk al fresco today.
Let's get Jaeger bombs al fresco, garçon.
Jello shots. Oh, let's do key bumps al fresco.
I was watching this Vice documentary about redneck something. Redneck rave. That's what it's called.
It's
in the South. All these guys get together and they ride four-wheelers and drink Jaeger bombs. And it looks so fun. There's a lot of Confederate flags.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why do you gotta do that? They kept interviewing people because, like, it was kind of a, I don't know, it wasn't like a scathing documentary. It was just kind of like, hey, it's called Fringes. So that's my shit.
People
weird subculture stuff. I love that show on Vice. So they're like, they went down there, they're interviewing these guys, and you're like, fuck yeah, I'm gonna go mudding and like get shit faced in a cave.
Yeah.
And stuff. But then it's like, oh, what's with all the, she asks, she's like, why do you gotta have that flag everywhere? And they have these like sputtering answers about, you know, it's not racism. If that's what you're thinking, what the fuck is it then?
I mean,
for states' rights. States' rights to do what exactly?
States' rights is never for anything cool.
Yeah.
It's never for anything good. It's like, for slavery or restricting abortion. It's
right.
Not for, you know.
You go to a frat party and they have some dog shit fucking beer pong rule and they're like, house rules, bro.
Yeah, that's what it is.
You can like it or leave it, bro.
House fucking rules. Was that Alzo Slade hosting?
No. Alzo Slade is more serious.
Is he? I thought he did the Fringe or just some of them.
I don't know. There's always like a new show on Vice. I don't really watch Vice that often, but every once in a while I remember it exists and I go and I'm like, all right, I'll watch some like weird war coverage or something that they're not doing on mainstream media. But there's always like some kind of show about subcultures and they change the name of it. But I don't think Elzo ever did any of them. He's always doing like hard hitting.
Oh, okay.
You know, what's going on in the Klan?
Yeah. I remember he did like a white nationalist one.
The stuff I'm into is more like, whoa, these guys play Magic the Gathering in an underground bunker and, you know, that type of stuff.
More lighthearted.
Yeah. More like Anthony Bourdain stuff, but with weirdos. Or not weirdos, but people with really like hyper-focused interests.
Yeah.
That was one of the many projects I wanted to do, but instead played Snake on the computer at work, is to do something like that, like go into subcultures and interview people. Like I always think about, like, I know when you were growing up you would go to cat shows.
Okay, Ian,
it's crazy that that's a whole
okay. Let's tell everyone, I used to go to cat shows. The proverbial cat is out of the bag.
All right,
is that
shameful?
Cat shows, my mom was insane.
This is not accusatory.
I'm doing a bit. Yeah, I used to go to cat. My mom liked going to cat shows because she liked cats, like a pathological amount.
Is that why your name is Cat?
Honestly, I think so. Oh. Yeah, a little bit. I mean, no. There's a ton of people in my family named Catherine. They just picked the name. It was like a family thing, but yeah, it was a bonus for her to call me
Cat. Can I be honest?
Yeah. What?
Cat people skeeze me out.
I can't say that they skeeze me out.
Whatever. I'm allowed to use
a made-up word.
Slang. Skeeze is a word.
Skeeve.
Skeeve.
Which also is, I don't think, a word in the actual dictionary, but that's something
skeeze.
People say.
Skeez, whatever, man. You know
works.
What I mean. Creep
I
me
do.
Out. They're weirdos.
Yeah,
they're
I mean, they are weird. I had 5 cats at one time growing up.
I know. Every time I go into your childhood home, I just like can't breathe. My whole face is covered in hives. It's caked into the wall. It's baked in there.
It is. I mean, I can't tell. Can you smell? Does my house smell bad?
No, it doesn't smell bad at all, but I have like a, I don't know if this is relatable to anybody, but when you have an allergy, you can, like, it's like your mutant power.
Yeah.
Like, you go, before it even affects you, you just go, oh, it's here.
It.
It's in the air. You eat something and you go, it hasn't hit me yet, but this has cashews in it.
You can
somewhere
feel your body preparing to, like attack
it
itself.
It amps up.
Damn.
Like, your pupils dilate and you're, like, on it. You're like Spider-Man.
Does it feel kind of cool at first?
Yeah. Some allergies will just feel like a straight up,
like a high
drug. Yeah, like an acid trip or something. Not that far. Yeah. But like on a slight come up, you know, the very beginning of a come up. You're like, this is going to suck.
Yeah, my mom liked cats a lot. She was a lifelong subscriber to Cat Fancy magazine.
Okay.
Which had like a centerfold every month, like a sexy little purebred cat. Different
check
one
out these
each
nipples
month.
You got eight of them. How many nipples is on a cat?
I'd say
you're the expert.
Four, maybe six. I don't know,
but you tell me about these cat shows and they sound fascinating, just how foreign to me they are and how I don't know what's the right word, not detailed but like complicated, I guess, the way they show the cat and like the way there's all these different breeds and it's important how long their ears and whiskers are and stuff.
Yeah, so cat shows are nothing like dog shows. They don't do tricks or anything. They don't run around in like a ring.
Because they can't.
Yeah, no, cats don't do anything. So you go around to you're in like a convention center, but like a shitty one. You're in like a high school auditorium in Bensalem, Pennsylvania or something. And you go around to each of the breeders showing a different breed of cat and you just stand there silently. And if you're a diehard, you're like, I'm murmuring to yourself. And judges take notes. They do like, they pull the cat out of the cage and they like spray it with water, but not like in the face. And they just spray it so they can like rub its body and stretch it out like a slinky. And they like show its haunches and its ears and its teeth. And everyone's like, oh, wow, look at that. That cat's got teeth.
That's amazing. I mean, the weirdos then, that must be at these shows.
Yeah, I didn't think, I mean, when I was really little, I didn't have the wherewithal or the angst to know it was like a sort of deeply embarrassing dorky thing to be doing. I just thought it was exciting because they were kittens too.
I feel like you are feeling some kind of judgment coming from
me. I was joking.
The reason you're still like, it's like a deeply embarrassing thing.
Cat shows aren't like, we were just saying, it's not cool people hanging out at cat shows.
Yeah, I don't give a shit about, like, I don't need to always be there's interesting people is what I'm getting at.
Yeah, you're
like
right.
That would be the reason to go to these things. I think, you know, I can't think of anything off the top of my head. Oh, like the gun show or whatever. Like it's, that's a little bit different because there's swastikas everywhere.
Yeah,
but
there are very few swastikas at cat shows and you can't really kill people with a cat as easily. Sorry, go ahead.
There are situations you find yourself in with people that are different than you and it's fascinating and interesting. And I like watching it. I like learning about weird subcultures that exist, like real subcultures, because now everything is, you know, there's the mono internet culture.
Yeah.
And as soon as something is weird, you know, like back in the day, if you wanted to do pony play,
yeah,
nobody knew about it. You know, that was a secret you took to your grave. But now I know about it.
Yeah.
So people get a hold of stuff and expose it to everybody, and then it kind of like loses its
luster.
It's like what's it called? Novelty.
Oh yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So when I find something new to me, like I don't know anything about cat shows, I would love to watch a whole thing about the people that go to cat shows, what they do there, you know, how they spend their time.
I mean,
I would never be like, fuck these people.
I know.
These fucking weirdos. Unless, you know, sometimes you feel that way. You can't, it's hard to watch a brony
documentary. Like, yeah, or like a flat earther convention or something.
Yes.
That's different. You're right. It's a really bad attitude to have that I held on to since high school of like, oh, this is embarrassing to be here, or like I'm here ironically or something. Just enjoy it, because these are people, there's such a purity to enjoying something holy like that, and not holy like with a W, not but
Well, you do look at the cat's holes, don't you?
Blessed cats.
Check this hole out.
They do look at the holes. They lift up their tail and look at the holes. What a cat show really is for, at least for my mom, is like she was basically a cat collector of like fancy breeds of cats, and she would go around to breeders and decide based on the centerfolds in Cat Fancy magazine what cat she wanted next, and she would get their cards and she would hide them from my dad.
See, I think that's cool. Yeah. To you know, visit something like that I'm not necessarily interested in, and then see it through the eyes of somebody who's fascinated by it.
Yeah.
And then you get this like second degree excitement that mm-hmm. you don't even really feel yourself. Or maybe you do for a second. You go like, I kind of get this right now.
Yeah.
You know,
when some
you
of watch those, like purebred cats are beautiful.
Oh yeah. I actually found like a while ago, like a TikTok that was one of those guys. He yeah. would stretch them out and like,
yeah.
and like you said, some of them are, here's the thing. I like cats. I think cats are cool.
Yeah.
I saw a cat recently, a video of a cat just in a barn sitting on like a beam, just watching a bat. And leaps up one-handed. I mean, you really have to see it. I'm not doing yeah. it justice, but snatches this bat out of the
oh my God.
Out of the air, yeah. snaps his neck, and is on his way. But I don't know what it is. Just the most like, well, actually, those people,
yeah.
they always have a bunch
a
of
lot
cats.
A lot of cats. Yeah, yeah. I really don't know what the correlation is there. There is like the crazy cat lady trope, I suppose. There's some like truth to it, but is there anymore? I mean, people have dogs and they suck too. The people, not the dogs.
Yeah, sure, but they suck in a different way. A real I think maybe the crazy old cat lady who lives in her house with like 15 cats mm-hmm. by herself is being replaced in my eyes by like a young kind of liberal doofy kind of soft person with a disgusting haircut that's like explaining something to me, like 15 tweets about how everybody's an asshole but them, and then the 16th tweet is their six cats, and you know this one is named
it's like a Doctor Who character name,
yeah or like after a politician or
okay, yeah.
revolutionary or
that
something,
that type of person,
you know
the
what I'm talking about,
politics person.
Yeah, like a Brooklyn, it doesn't always have to be politics, but like a Brooklyn hipster, and they get so charmed by the cat, and it's always photographs, and I gotta get another one, and it's like I like cats, I like looking at them and stuff, but they are fucking ignoring you.
Yeah.
And you're just gonna load up with more of them, and their house smells like piss. And
I mean, I hung out with my cousin's cat last night, and it was very friendly. It wanted to be by us. Sure.
So, no, I feel like I always get into this hole where I'm like, I gotta defend myself.
Ian,
this is
some real edgy stuff about cats. Some hard stances that you're taking
yeah.
that I don't know if you want to stand
but
by.
But I'm saying I love the cat. The cat,
yeah.
love a good cat. I
okay,
understand
yeah.
it. The way they move and shit.
Mm-hmm.
I am horribly allergic, so I
yeah.
avoid them at all costs.
It's a shame.
But I love watching them. And I don't know, the people that are attracted to them are weenies.
Well, isn't it a disease from their poop?
Oh, yeah. They have
it's
like
a parasite.
It's like a parasite that lives in cat shit. That shit is terrifying.
I know.
When you read up on that
you
stuff.
You have
like,
to. My sister's pregnant right now, and they were like, you can't touch the cat litter box. It's like really dangerous for
she's
pregnant
like,
women.
Shit, that's my favorite
she's
thing.
Like, that's where I sleep. I don't know why, like, specifically that's bad.
That's where they live in the duties.
Yeah, I know, but like for pregnant women especially, it's really, really bad.
Yeah, well, I guess the baby gets
I guess because of the baby.
Yeah,
must be because of the baby. I don't know. I think I hold on to that like embarrassment about cat shows because I have this one memory of going to a cat show with my mom, and I was like 16 or 17, and she bought so much fucking swag from the cat show. Like, she just packed up the car with like t-shirts and framed artwork, like cartoonists who would draw cats, and she had these cat paw print martini glasses that she bought, and she was so excited. And I brought friends over that night, and she made them all sit around while she like unboxed everything. Oh, no. And she's like, look at this, girls, look at this. You can only get this at a cat show. Look at it. And my friends would always quote that, Catherine, you can only get this at a cat show.
Oh, God.
I was like, shut up.
Isn't it odd that people love their cats more than their dogs?
You think so?
Well, I think people are more infatuated with their cats. Like they, like all the stuff you're talking about with like, you know, buying trinkets and shit.
Mm-hmm.
The only time you see it with dogs is when people have like a dog that's kind of useless, like a fluffy white dog that ignores them the way a cat would.
Oh, when you think these people, because they're being
maybe that's
negged, that they're like trying harder?
I'm trying to figure out the psychology of a cat owner. What I think it is that people who have dogs are secure in their relationship with their dog. But cat people always have to be expressing it. Like, we really like each other. Yeah. I love the cat. The cat and me are so close.
It's
and toxic. And the cat's, you know, spraying piss on the wall and ignoring that person completely.
Yeah,
same
yeah.
with little fluffy white dogs. Speaking of.
Yeah.
And I was like, don't talk about this, but.
Oh, well, here we go.
Amber Heard, Johnny Depp, when they were, when one of them was on the stand, sorry, my phone's going off. They were talking about their dogs, and immediately I was like, rich people, the fucking dogs are little yappy dogs.
Yeah,
for
yeah.
For sure.
That shit everywhere because yeah. they don't take care of,
and
they
then
don't
like
train
the
them.
Next thing they talk about is how they're like teacup Yorkies
yeah.
and they have bowel problems and they shit everywhere. That's not true. Rich people like to get dogs so they have mm-hmm. something to do.
Yeah.
So they can chase them around, be like, ah, I got it. The same with like, you know, shuffling paperwork at their desk or whatever.
Yeah.
Actors love this shit. And I got to get my foundation. I got to take care of my foundation. So they get these little dogs and they, you know, oh, we got to take Nippy outside. But they never teach them anything because they're worthless rich people
yeah.
who've had everything done for them. So every like mansion is just covered in dog turds.
Remember Meet the Osbournes or whatever Ozzy
yeah.
Osbourne show? It was full of dog shit. It would just be like, shit, fucking dog shit. You couldn't even hear what he was saying, but
yeah.
he would step on dog shit every 5 seconds and be so upset about it. There were 100 dogs in that mansion.
Yeah, all little tiny shitty dogs.
What's wrong? What's
my
happening?
My phone won't mute.
Why does
I'm
your
sorry.
Phone keep... Who the fuck is texting you?
Matthew.
Who
Leary.
Matthew.
About her project.
Okay. I was watching the Amber Heard trial today. Because I had to. But also because I kind of have gotten into it, which is sad. But today, they had an expert witness on the stand talking about the like social media analytics of like... hashtag justice for Johnny and what, like all the negative social media responses and the...
Why were they talking about that?
They're talking about... because Amber Heard is alleging that Johnny Depp orchestrated a smear campaign and some of this data could back up the fact that she was like inundated with negative tweets and stuff.
Okay.
But one of the lawyers today kept repeatedly saying... Amber turd. And the witness on the stand had to keep answering him about people tweeting Amber turd. And he
oh,
was like,
oh, because people were actually
people are tweeting
it.
It was
Amber
it was like, yeah, it was like a hashtag.
Oh, I thought you
and
meant
like
the lawyer was like senile or something.
No. He's talking about the internet and people using the phrase Amber turd and the hashtag Amber turd. And the guy's lip is quivering so hard and he's trying to be serious. And he's like, no, I don't recall. Amber turd. And what I didn't realize... this is so fucking gross. People were camping out last night at the courthouse starting at 6 p.m. and just stayed all night because I guess this makes sense if they're just like live streaming it to everybody, but the courthouse is open to the public. There's just a limited number of seats. So whoever gets in line first gets to just sit and watch the trial.
Yeah, that's
live.
Usually how it goes.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I think it like has to do with, you know,
open,
you know, citizens' rights
yeah.
to witness the judicial process. Or,
yeah, because they really care about the court
yeah.
system. Oh, it's so fucking gross. All those people sitting there. And for some reason, I was really struck by the young people sitting there. Like 18, 19-year-olds. I'm like, go to a rave. Go.
I mean, that's like with the Free Britney stuff. It's just celebrity obsession. That's what you do when you're that age. Yeah, if I can... So, but it's
Johnny
weird.
Johnny Depp,
like,
is 60.
Yeah.
He's turning 59 in a few weeks. He'll be 60 next year. I know Amber Heard's younger, but like, she's 36. Like, you guys, just go live your own lives.
Yeah,
you can watch this on the internet. What are you doing?
Lil Huddy concert.
Yeah, please.
I saw this kid. There's this rapper named Lil Keed. Kid. Little,
no,
Lil K-E-E. Maybe three E's. D.
Lil Keed.
Lil Kid.
Lil Kid.
Does that sound like something we made up?
Yeah, yeah. Like Lil.
Yeah, yeah.
So they should be doing that. They should be
right.
Going to Lil Keed concerts.
Where are their
getting
parents?
Pregnant. They're probably there too. It's like the Beanie Baby phenomenon.
Yeah.
Maybe it was the parents' idea to begin with.
Yeah, the parents went to the OJ trial. Now they're passing it down.
Yeah, or like
their kids.
The Casey Anthony.
This
I guess
the family pastime.
Right.
So how about that Jordan Peterson all pissed off because they're putting fat ladies on Sports Illustrated?
Jordan Peterson is at it again. I believe I said something about Jordan. I have like night terrors about all the horrific things I've said on this podcast. Not like, you know, morally, but just incorrect and things I don't really stand by. And I seem to recall defending him at some point. I think all I was saying is that when people criticize him, they act like they're smarter than him, and they're not. But now I'm like, yeah, I think I was wrong. He seems pretty fucking dumb.
There was somebody I heard, oh, I know who it is, a comedian said this on a podcast where they said, the way the world operates now is we see somebody's bad take and we shut them down completely.
Mm-hmm.
But there are other people in the world that you might, there are people in the world that you might hear say something like something you don't really agree with, and then something extremely profound and thoughtful, and then something really heinous and bad. And those people should have a voice because sometimes they say the thoughtful, profound thing. And if you watch some interviews or lectures, you know, Jordan Peterson is good at like, here's how you fucking organize your life.
Yeah, he's
so
really
get
good
your
at
shit together.
Telling you how to clean your room.
And sometimes he says the dumbest shit imaginable. Like, but he's got that voice, you know, and it sounds like, and he's got this like intellectual way of speaking. So it's, I guess maybe it's not good because I think some people get tricked just because he sounds like he is a professor.
I mean, yeah, he's clearly smart enough to get his degree in all sorts of things. I don't know what they are, but he's learned. He's
well,
just
you
like...
may ask yourself, should there be fat people on the cover of Sports Illustrated? Of course not.
It's bloody un-American.
It's bloody... I can't do it. It's like that fucking weird Canadian.
Yeah, you want to do Irish. It almost sounds like the like lilt, but it's so fucking weird. It's so high pitched. Damn it! I wish I could do it.
So if you don't know, he like Sports Illustrated put a fat lady on the cover, and you know
he's like, you can't make me bloody jerk off to this. Yeah, right. I won't do it.
You can't compel me to jerk off. So yeah, everybody on the internet came at him, and then he wrote this long thing about how toxic the internet is, and
little
he quit,
baby.
I guess.
Oh man, I mean, no, I'm not gonna get into like the culture at large or anything. It's just such a stupid thing to get involved in, like. Answer me this, Jordan Peterson. Are you a lifelong subscriber to Sports Illustrated?
Yeah.
Even just the swimsuit issue? I bet you're not. So stop. Like, he's so outraged.
Right.
Who fucking cares? Pick your battles. It was just so annoying. Even if you agree with him that they're like, body positivity has gone too far or something.
Well,
how are you supposed
to be this smart and not understand the trap that's being laid here?
Right.
Like, Sports Illustrated, their whole thing was like the hottest people in the world on the cover because we didn't have access to porn. So everybody would just be like, we're going to jack off to this thing that comes out once a year. And our parents will buy it for
it's
us.
It's my yearly jack off session.
Yeah. You got to you know, some kid has a subscription because they like baseball or whatever. So now you're going to get one time a year.
That is the smartest thing.
Oh, it was brilliant.
That is so fucking smart.
I mean,
that once
still,
a year,
they're
like...
still brilliant.
Yeah.
Because now they pull this new publicity stunt where they're like, okay, well, everybody has porn. You know, kids are three and watching, you know, granny fistfuck festivals. And so now what are we going to do? Oh, I know. We'll put a woman on the cover that will upset some people.
Yeah.
And then that'll start a dialogue. And there you go. Once again, people are buying our fucking magazine.
Man.
And they nailed it.
I have this like Wallace Shawn and Princess Bride argument with myself all the time. You know, when he's like trying to figure out where the poison is, and he's like, "But you haven't
seen it."
I won't. I won't be that guy.
Don't come at me.
What? Don't at Ian.
You know, you got these movies where you're like, "When am I gonna sit down and do it?" You know?
Yeah, that's one of those ones like you really should have watched when you were 13 or something. Because now, like. That's a waste of everybody's time.
Like, I've never seen Goonies from beginning to end. I've seen big chunks of it. And
I've never seen it either.
I don't know if it's going to do much for me now.
No. Yeah, it's way too late. Princess Bride, I do think, is still enjoyable. Like, you can, an adult can enjoy it.
Yeah, people
but
say it's like a very, very solid
yeah,
film.
Yeah, you'd like it, but
I'm trying
you know.
To do that. I'm trying to, at work, I'm trying to watch, like I told you, I watch Magnificent Seven. And I watched this vampire movie.
Oh, did you like that?
Oh, loved it.
Damn.
Oh, it's so fucking good. It makes Lost Boys look like shit. Well, I mean, it makes Lost Boys look...
Wait, say the movie. I'm sorry, everybody.
Near Dark.
Okay. Oh,
it's an 80s
Is
vampire
the
movie.
The Bill Paxton one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he's a real fuck in it. It's like, it's more romantic and like artsy, but still the 80s. Also, it takes place in the South, so it's like... vampires with cowboy hats and Bill Paxton.
Yeah.
He wears spurs and he like slits people's throats open with his spurs and stuff. It's great.
Southern vampires were a fun, that's always a fun little like.
Stephen King did a comic book called, I think it's called American Vampire, and it's there's a lot of that. And it's cool because it follows him, you know, through different time periods. Like, I read up to, like, the 50s where he gets, like, a leather jacket and he's leaning on a jukebox and stuff. But before that, he's like, riding the trains on the new train tracks across America and shit and chewing on a little, he always chews on a cinnamon stick. I forget his name. It's something like that, like cinnamon or some shit like that.
Vampires. Best monster? Because you want to have sex with him?
No, best monster? I mean, we're getting on a tangent here because we were talking about
Jordan Peterson. what I was gonna say before, and we brought up Princess Bride and everything, was that Wallace Shawn has his argument where he's like, one of these, I forget who put the poison in the cup, but there's two cups, right?
Yeah.
And one of them has poison in it, and then Carrie whatever hands him a cup. Oh, fuck, I'm butchering this.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Okay, so there he's like, well, the cup in front of me, you must have assumed I would assume had poison,
yeah,
so it switched it, and therefore blah 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 blah. That is the argument I have with myself back and forth when thinking about Jordan Peterson and any situation like this where I'm like, how are you so stupid that you would take the bait? And then I'm like, oh, perhaps he knew that we would get all riled up.
No.
And therefore we're the rubes. And maybe we're always being played all the time. Anytime you get...
Jordan Peterson has a lot of problems. He's a narcissist. He's obsessed with image. He wears, you know, goofy suits now. He was just basically like, ew, no fatties.
Yeah.
And that's in his core. And that's why you can't really believe a lot of the shit he says. He's like a little... This happens with intellectuals. They're like petulant little fucking frat guys or whatever. Girl boss... women, and then they just pile all their intellect on top of that, so it sounds like they're making some kind of amazing cogent point just because they have a way with words. And then you got to like watch enough of it and be discerning enough to be like, oh no, I see, you're like 100 other people I know, you just have a better vocabulary than they do, you know. Jordan Peterson is a fame whore, you know, narcissist who has an extreme anger problem. You know, that's his whole thing. Yeah. He's not, he doesn't have like these, he draws these hard lines in the sand, but really what he's doing is he's like, come at me, bro. I'll fucking like debate me, bitch. It's that shit.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
It's like, you're not really that worried about free speech or compelled speech or fat chicks on swimsuit magazines. You're just kind of angry. Also, and I see this in him because I feel it a lot of the times, he has medical shit wrong with him. So it leaves him in this like continuous state of irritating.
Agitation.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That makes a lot of sense. He's always just like uncomfortable and lashing out.
He's like clenching his jaw and sweating, like looking for a fight because he just wants to put all this frustration into something.
You're right. It's interesting because he came to prominence by saying like, I refuse to use your pronouns, blah, blah, blah. I don't have to. He's just, I think what the issue was is he said, I refuse to be legally compelled to use your pronouns. If you ask me and you tell me what they are, I'm not going to be an asshole. But the legal thing I think is ridiculous, which at first you're like, that sounds fair. And now you see how he reacts with other things and you go, you're kind of an antagonist.
Right.
What's going
on? That's how
on?
I feel about, Brett Weinstein.
Yes, yeah.
Because he had that whole thing. If you don't know him, he's an intellectual professor who worked at this
Evergreen
liberal
State,
yeah.
I think.
We probably talked about it, but a liberal art school. There's a great like YouTube 3-part thing on it. Awesome watch. It's all about how this school just kind of like went nuts with the white fragility, you know, identity politics stuff and started I don't know, like demanding that certain white professors not speak over them and stuff.
All white professors. There was, I think there was
they were like, you have to stay home today.
A day where all white people were required to, like not participate, just stay home. There's like a imagine a world without white people kind of day on campus.
Yeah,
and he
utopia.
Said, no, and I
but it was more than that. Like they did like a sit-in at the dean's office and held him hostage and didn't let him leave his own office.
Stalked and stuff. I do think there's a problem here. We have these guys.
But hold on, just to finish that thought, like he was like at the center of it because he refused to go along with this shit as he should have. And, you know, they were threatening violence against him. They were showing up in the parking lot of his car with, like, baseball bats and stuff.
Yeah.
All because they were like, you know, white people have had enough time to speak or whatever nonsense they were saying. But then, like, he kind of branched off and started a podcast. And he got really into, like, don't take the vaccine. And it just got real weird and antagonistic, like you said.
Yeah. I notice a pattern with people like him and Jordan Peterson. You like are introduced to them and you're like, oh, they're making kind of a good point. Maybe, I don't know. And then you realize the pattern that they get into. They're just kind of like these Asperger-y, oppositional, defiant kind of people.
Yeah.
And it doesn't always matter what the issue is. They're just like, you can't tell me what to do. And
yes.
They're so mad about it. And then you're like, oh, have I been led astray? God damn it.
Yeah. And it's very, and the, you know, the internet exacerbates all of that, you know, because everybody starts telling you what to do. And then you're like, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you.
I do think some of the stuff that has happened to them could radicalize a weaker person, you know, like if people are if they're being bombarded with like death threats and it's over something that they think is very correct and like even maybe trivial, I do think it's like can change them, make them even go harder in another direction.
Oh, absolutely. But don't you think that's happened to all of us?
In
ways that we can't even understand. I mean, I know it has happened to me for sure. I mean,
I really actively try to approach new information and new, like, whatever, incidents with, like, a very neutral sort of rational
I do, too,
response.
But I sometimes wonder how the internet has affected me in other ways.
Yeah.
Not just the ways, like, I'm aware of, because I think that's where you get into the woods. You go, like, oh, not me. I'm ready to hear every side of the argument, and I'm not going to, like, get stuck in a bubble or whatever.
That's also
it's like
bad sometimes.
But it's like, okay, that's the problem, you know, exists.
Yeah.
What about all the other stuff that's fucking you up, the ways in which the internet is altering your personality and your brain that you're not even aware of. That's the stuff I'm scared of.
Right. God, you can't, that's not even something you could anticipate. You have no idea.
Yeah. And every once in a while you think to yourself, like, would I have thought something like that 5 years ago? Or would I have handled this that way?
Right.
You know, in the recent past. I don't know.
It's definitely, yeah, definitely not. We're definitely different. I do think the least you can do is just approach things by saying, how are my biases affecting my decision right now or my interpretation of the situation?
Yeah.
In one direction or another, that's all you can really do.
I also find myself, you know, watching content that I know is flawed and wrong and getting convinced by it, being like, well, that's kind of a good point. And then I need somebody even smarter than the propagandist to go back and re-explain it to me. Like I'm thinking of right now, we just watched a video,
Breonna Joy Gray
talking about the Tucker Carlson shooting stuff that's going on, and I'm like, see, that's the right take. What she's saying is the right take, and I knew I smelled a rat in the way that everybody's handling this and just pointing fingers back and forth and calling each other racist, and it seems to go nowhere, and it seems to rake in a lot of profits for people at the top. And but when I'm watching it, when I'm watching that propaganda, I go like, oh yeah, fucking Fox News is just all they want is to get black people or whatever. And then you listen to Breonna Joy Gray talk about it, and it's more sinister and it's more subtle than that. And you go, they almost got me. That they, you know, MSNBC and Fox News just want to trade blows forever on this stuff so that the ratings go up. And that's the real story. That's really what's happening. And the malicious shit is buried in there somewhere. It's just kind of a byproduct of that endless battle, you know?
Well, this is why I keep going back to that Princess Bride conundrum, because I you can do this with anything. It's like, I see what they're trying to do to me, not going to get me there. And then you realize it's something else altogether. And then your conspiracy brain goes, I could be being manipulated at any time.
Yeah,
So I'm not going to listen to anybody. Right. I'm just going to go to bed. I'm just going to fucking kill myself. I'm not going to engage at all.
But that's a problem. You can't not engage. It's always around you. Like, the best you can do is go, I'm not engaging, but that's a form of engagement.
Yeah.
Because you're aware that there's conversations happening all around you all the time. And you're going, I'm not listening to you. And you go, well, you're talking to me
right
now. So there's... I got you, motherfucker. Here, let me sell you some toilet paper.
God damn
Buy
it.
Buy this if you're not a white supremacist.
The idea of, hey, you're being manipulated, but not in the way that you think, drives me insane.
Woods. Let's move to the woods.
Okay. We're going to the woods.
Anyway, we got to get these fat chicks off these
Sports Illustrated.
Right.
I've not my Sports Illustrated.
Yeah.
That I read,
like,
every.
I like Tyra Banks.
Yeah. That's your favorite?
No, I don't know.
Centerfold?
No. No. Maybe. No.
You don't have to answer that.
My favorite is you. My favorite is when they used to, like, take a picture of you when you're on the swim team and put you on the cover of Sports Magazine. That cover of you at Sports Magazine for the week you did soccer, that's my favorite.
I'm going to tweet. Can I tweet that and that picture of you?
No,
and
I post,
sorry, not beautiful. No amount, no amount of woke propaganda can make me think so. Please,
no.
With your, like, frosted tips.
Please.
Okay.
Nick Milton does that every year on my birthday.
How really, did he
really
even
brightens
get
my,
those photos?
I know you probably.
Oh, I did. I posted.
You
them.
Probably did it. You fucking monster.
Your
you know
mom,
you can't arm these animals with any kind of.
Your mom sent all these old photos, and they're so cute.
Yeah, well, you didn't post the cute ones. You post the. I'm gonna post one of you at a cat show.
You don't have any of me in a cat show. Actually, that old iPad that we have up in the cabinet probably has some cat show photos on there. Last time, I remember the last time I went, I bought cat ears. I got face tattoos, neck tattoos.
Can we go? Another one I want to do is,
but
like,
you wouldn't survive.
I've been getting allergy shots for like a year and a half.
Yeah, but
now,
like a thousand cats in one enclosed room.
I think I'm okay. I mean,
if you're
for like a year and a half, 2 years, I'm gonna get injected with cat blood. I think that's how they do it.
They just make you drink cat's blood.
Yeah, you have to drink their piss.
Remember
they
when
bring the cat and you just stare into its butthole and it sprays piss into your mouth.
When I was in high school, my best friend dared me. We were shopping for prom dresses and I really wanted a red dress, and but they don't go like red. There's all these like fucking color swatches and stuff at these like bridal shops and stuff. My friend was daring me to ask the woman at the bridal shop if they had anything in cat's blood red specifically. I'm looking for cat's blood red. I think I did. We thought it was very funny.
It is very funny.
There's a specific type of blood that you're very familiar with, it looks like.
When kids get a joke in their head that they're going to say
to
an adult,
we beat it to death. Yeah, we were like, and I'm pretty sure whispered it. I was like, yeah, cast blood red. And she's we have some red dresses. And we're like, fuck, we did it.
We pranked her ass. She didn't know what was going on.
We owned her so
we should be on CKY.
We can absolutely go to a cat show. I think you'd enjoy it.
But a ferret show?
I'd go to a ferret show. I'd like a ferret.
Are ferrets legal in New York again?
Were they illegal?
Yeah, remember that Giuliani video of him? Giuliani,
oh my God.
Giuliani
You're a sick
used
man.
To have a call-in show, like a public access call-in show when he was mayor, and there's this famous clip of it where he outlawed ferrets in New York. I don't know if he outlawed them or they were already outlawed, but this guy calls in and he's like, you need to make ferrets legal. And then
the guy would call
like,
in all the time, right?
Yeah, Giuliani's like, get off the phone, Jim. They're weasels.
No, he's like, you're obsessed with these little weasels. You're a sick man. Can we play the audio at the end of the episode?
Yeah,
it's on YouTube. I remember you told me about it on our first date and we were laughing really hard, and then the next morning you texted me and sent me the video and I was very hungover in bed watching it, cracking up.
these little weasels. It's funny too, because I think when that video came out he was like a popular mayor, so people are like on his side.
Yeah, who knew,
like,
he would
that weasel fucker.
He would start melting. Remember when
he
was melting?
I hear talk about this? I think it was somebody at work. It was. They said that Giuliani slipped in the shower.
Oh,
like,
my God.
Years ago. And they have this theory that ever since then, like, he's been a different guy.
He does seem like.
Because he really fucked himself up, I guess. Like, he hit his head.
Wow.
And I think he had to go to the hospital. Don't quote me on this, but this is what the guy at work says. And I work in the news, so I assume he's right. And he ever since then has been like kind of a lot weirder.
His whole personality changed. Mm-hmm. That's a shame. That's like what happened to John Wayne Gacy.
Yeah, or who's that comedian
who hit his head? Tracy Morgan.
It happened to Roseanne was in like a car accident or something, and Kinison, that's what I'm thinking.
Oh, really?
Kinison was like a child preacher, mm-hmm. and like a church mouse, very like well behaved. His dad was a Baptist preacher, and then he same thing, I think, like a car accident, something like that, really fucked him up. Hospital, came out, they couldn't control him. He was like a wild child, like,
jeez.
He was just like, you know, out of his mind, like never stayed home and was violent and stuff like
that.
And like, yeah.
Damn.
That's like they lose their impulse control, you know? What it feels like. Kinison feels like a guy who he's got like that cat shit virus where
what is that called? Is it toxoplasmosis? That's something.
Sounds right.
Let's say it's that. I wish I had that sometimes. I wish I had that, like, whatever that, like, yeah, embarrassment bulb of your brain that
sure.
stops you from doing anything.
Oh, man.
No, there's a really shitty Morrissey song or Smith song where he's like,
be more specific.
Shyness is nice, but shyness will stop you from doing all the things in life you'd like to. And I used to.
That is spot on, by the way.
Thank you. And I used to drive around listening to that when I was in high school, and I was like, this is about me. I wish I wasn't so shy. I wish I could be Sam Kinison.
Yeah. Man. Yeah, I don't have that like, you know, I do. What you think about guys like Tom Green or something?
Yeah. Who's like
Tom Green would just go up to somebody and do the weirdest shit in the world. Like he invented that. Just like, well, I'm going to keep being weird an inch from your face and I will not feel embarrassment. I don't have that in me.
That is wild. I mean, did Frank Zappa used to do shit like that? Probably.
No. You dead set on confusing Frank Zappa with
like Eddie Izzard or something.
No.
Somebody insane.
Gigi Allen.
Oh, I get them mixed up for
some reason. Gigi Allen. Yeah, you always think fucking Frank Zappa is Gigi Allen. Gigi Allen was a different story.
Go ahead.
Eddie Izzard the comedian?
I don't know who I'm thinking of.
Gigi Allen.
Gigi Allen and somebody else. Fine. Go ahead.
We've been through this. We should watch the Gigi Allen documentary because I was like, that's a crazy story.
Yeah, I know nothing about him except you've told me.
His dad was like an insane person, like an actual insane person. Gigi Allen's real name is Jesus Christ Allen.
Oh, I forgot about that.
And his dad was an insane religious person who used to tell him and his brother that he was going to kill them all the time. And they thought he was going to do that. And then, like, they escaped, the two brothers and the mom, and then there was, like, a string of boyfriends, like, abusive boyfriends and stuff. Like, they went through stuff that is unimaginable.
Yeah.
And their brains are broken. Like, him and his brother, they were crazy people, and they... You know, he wrote songs like I have AIDS, I kill everything I fuck, and like they would shove like drumsticks up their asses and piss and shit on people in the crowd, and that's who you are always thinking of when you think
not,
of Frank Zappa just farted into a microphone and oh boy,
what?
I just think about David Spector listening to this. That's like his
favorite. Oh, he understands that we don't see eye to eye on Frank Zappa.
Good
well, that's
ones.
Fine. I think David doesn't subscribe to the Patreon, does he? Even though he's our only guest.
Yeah, we should have guests. We really should. We should. It's so unprofessional not to have somebody come on occasionally.
Unprofessional?
It's so unprofessional. But hey, that's what you tune in for.
Unprofessionalism. Really?
Unprofessional, but like it shows a little bit of effort. Hey, look, we switched it up a little bit, you know?
But we're codependent and...
You know what we should do?
What?
Spin-off episodes where you have a guest on and I can fuck off.
No, we should do the opposite of that.
I mean, I would do it. That's what I'm saying. We trade.
But you do it and I get to go shopping with the girls.
What girls?
I have girls. I'm going to the ballet tomorrow with
girls. That is true.
Girls.
You're bailing on me. I wanted to go to Coney Island and get drunk off of Mai Tais.
Off of Mai Tais at Coney Island?
Yeah.
Good luck. There's going to be fucking fentanyl in them.
Coney Island rules.
The co-hosts of the Suicide Pact podcast were found dead under the boardwalk at Coney Island by fentanyl-laced Mai Tais. Powdered Mai Tais.
Did you know Coney Island? You know when you're walking on the boardwalk of Coney Island, you're like level with the sand?
It
doesn't matter if you remember.
It.
That is true.
Okay. Wait, let me think about it for a long time. Okay, go ahead.
It used to be that the boardwalk was like up high and the sand was way low down, but they had to fill all that in with sand because people kept killing each other under there.
Damn.
Fucking and killing each other.
Oh, man. You guys, everyone has to ruin everything for everybody. So it was
them fucking kill each other. Don't fill it up with sand.
Yeah, leave their bodies there. That should be like an autonomous zone underneath the Coney Island boardwalk.
Yeah, lawless.
No laws. It's like warriors. Just leave it. It's historical.
Yeah. What's that place? P-Town?
Provincetown?
Provincetown.
Yeah.
Where all the gays go.
Yeah.
There's like a boardwalk there. And all, like, you just go down there if you're a gay guy and you get your dick sucked or you suck a dick.
Gay guys have all the cool stuff.
I wish I was gay.
Yeah, so I could hang out with my bros and get my butt sucked.
That's every open micer does that bit. Every open micer and Brandon Schwab.
It's like...
He does it in his special.
Gay, dude, right? Am I wrong? Am I being completely ignorant with
this? Have you said this?
If you're like, I wish I could get my dick sucked by a guy, but unfortunately I'm straight. It's like, you just do that and explore that. That's all.
Well, you know, the bit goes that everybody does. Like, I don't have to deal with all the emotional bullshit.
Yeah, you don't like women. You like men.
You have this theory. I don't know if you've said it on the podcast, but there are men who are, like, gay in every way, but, like,
sexually. Yeah, I think women are, there are a lot of women like that, too.
Yeah, me too.
It's a curse. They are fully, they can only feel connections with the same gender, the same sex, whatever, like emotional connections.
Yeah.
But they're physically attracted to the opposite sex. I think there are a lot of people like that.
Me too.
And a lot of like those like traditional marriages that you see where it's just like, oh, I gotta get away from my nagging wife and go to poker night with the boys. And the opposite on the other side with women, it's like, you don't, you, well, at the very least, you don't like your spouse, but I don't think you like women or like men. I mean, I do think if you're heterosexual, I don't know. I would assume that that would include an emotional connection. And there are a lot of people who just completely lack that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, don't, how many people, I'm just basing this off of people who just like use comedy as their personal diary. And how many women do we see who complain about men? And you're like, they clearly are so uncomfortable. All they want in the world is like a boyfriend or a husband or something, but they're so uncomfortable with men and they don't understand men and they don't actually want to be around men.
There's like disdain.
But it consumes them. It's such a, it feels like such a curse. Like I
feel like bad. I have to do this thing.
Yeah. It's
well,
like,
I'm trying to think of a, like a comparable thing. It's like, I don't know. You don't want to go to your job, but you need money, and every second of it is torture.
It's like people who are allergic to water. You need it
to
survive, but it's like killing. It's but not it's quite more like than that, though. Because like it's something that you don't enjoy at all, but you need or you want. I don't know. I can't find the right metaphor, but there are lots of ladies and gents out there who are stuck in that conundrum, and I generally feel bad. Like it just seems like.
There's seems like torture.
There's no solution to it because you're like one part of your brain is really craving something and the other is like repulsed by it.
Yeah, it's also you don't understand the opposite sex. They're so fucking foreign to you. Like you're like, I get my bros. Yeah. I know what we do.
Yeah.
We play video games and stuff. Like, if I could add dick sucking to that, everything would be great. But I have to try to go figure out this foreign alien creature to get this need
fulfilled. I mean, that's where your sexual assault and stuff comes in because you're somebody who's literally manipulating somebody in order to get their dick sucked or whatever, because there's no other way. There's not going to be a real connection. It's impossible.
Or they just don't know what boundaries are because they have no, they can't comprehend what you are, what you like, what you, you know, they can't read signs or anything because you really are just like a, an alien.
It's like a toddler petting a cat for the first time.
Yeah,
and they don't
at its tail.
They don't understand like if the cat's like thumping their tail really hard, that means like get the fuck away from me, and they're still like just kind of smacking, petting it and rubbing it awkwardly. That's men trying to hook up with women.
Yeah, that bit. I mean, I know it's just jokes. We're just joking.
Yeah, we're
here.
Just doing goofs.
But that bit about like getting your dick sucked by your bros so you have to deal with anything. It's like a really a it's an L, dude. You're just you're just like fuck, you don't understand women in any way. And
but
like,
I mean, at the very least
it's so hard. I don't get it. I just wish I could suck my friend's cock.
Just let me do it. It's a shame that because I don't actually believe that they're gay. I know I was saying that before, but that's the worst part is they're not, and they should be, because of like 99% of them is. But
yeah, you feel bad for me. I wish you could have that too, man. But you're just so goddamn straight.
You're just too straight. I mean, the only
you're so straight, you're gay. You know, you're so. Just a bro. You're so manly that women are foreign to you, and it comes back around. It's horseshoe gayness.
Yeah, horseshoe gays. the horseshoe gays.
The horseshoe gays.
Yeah. Then there's a lot of people on both sides.
But you're born in the wrong body. You weren't born in a gay man's body. You were born in a straight man's body with a gay.
No, keep going. No, don't.
Hail Satan, no, everybody. No.
That would be really funny if we just ended it there. Well, all men are trans, as I've said, because they have nipples. That's my theory.
Yeah, get your nipples shaved off. Men like
are,
me.
All men are trans because you, at one point, before you developed, how does it work? That's why men have nipples, right? Because they were girls for a second in the womb.
Yeah, and you put a heat lamp on the woman's stomach. I may be confusing this with crocodiles, but I'm pretty sure this is right. And then if the temperature is right, then you grow a penis.
That's true.
That's how it works.
That's true.
How about you can't get rid of abortion until you draw a lady's labia flaps?
Yeah.
Until you sketch them from memory.
Do people
know? Sometimes I feel like we make jokes and people don't even know what the fuck
we're talking
about. Oh,
yeah. That's a reference to people who think that men should get vasectomies if they can't label a woman's vagina or something. I don't know. I mean, I'm being...
Yeah, there's a lot of women on the internet that are like, can you even draw the inner workings of a woman? No.
I can't.
And fuck off. I'm not going to learn all the parts.
No. I can't do it.
Why would you fucking need to do that?
I mean, yeah, I don't think I could I could probably draw a penis.
Can you draw the endocrine system?
That's not
bitch.
A thing.
Endocrine? What is it?
Endocrine.
It's a skeeved out.
It's a skeezed out endocrine.
Endocrine?
No, that's what you said.
What did I say? What did you say?
Endocrine.
Endocrine, okay.
C-R-I-N-E.
Yeah, well, can you draw that?
I don't think that's drawable. I think I would assume that's
either
a series
a vagina
of like...
or the reproductive parts of a lady.
Okay. This is the point in the podcast where we start going insane.
Yeah, we're not meant to speak for more than an hour. Normally, we don't speak to each other.
That's true. This is our first... Once a week, we sit down for an hour and we get everything
up.
Out. And sometimes it's not even full sentences.
What do you want to do tonight?
I want to go get dinner. I bought leather pants. Can you believe this, folks? I bought leather pants. They're like burgundy. They're not flashy, but they are leather. And I want to debut them.
I think that's great.
Thank you.
And I support you.
Thank you so much.
I always think with leather pants that they look sweaty. Do you think it'll be hot?
No, they're like lined well. It just feels like
I see.
Jeans.
That's great. That's great news.
It doesn't like, there's not, I mean, maybe some leather pants are like
I don't
this,
know how
women like
pants,
leather.
Women's pants.
Well, you should.
Work. I just learned recently that some of you ladies got pockets that don't, they're just pretend
you
pockets.
Just learned this?
You
I don't
showed
know.
It to me.
Yeah.
You taught it to me.
Women
we
are not
from
allowed
each other.
To have front pockets for some reason. They're like, just stuff it in your vagina. I don't know. You don't need pockets.
Yeah.
There are pockets for on most pants are sewn shut in the front.
Well, can
and
you,
I always
want to
stick my fucking keys in there, and I can't.
It's all, is it like men's suits where they come sewed
no,
shut, but you can
no,
like.
Well, at least the cheap ass jeans that I buy, like from H&M, they're just like, they sort of sew a line that looks like it's a pocket, but it's nothing. It's just, there's no.
Disgusting.
I know.
Give women pockets, guys.
I know. Give us pockets, and then we can talk about abortions.
Yeah, so they'll stop carrying around these beach bag purses.
That's true.
Just full of everything you would ever need.
Yeah. Ferrero Rocher.
Yep.
Nerf.
Nerf guns.
Nerf guns.
Fruit by the foot.
Uh-huh.
A hockey puck.
Baseball cards.
10-gallon hat.
Drugs.
Isn't Hail it? Satan. What?
Crazy that sometimes it's hard to think of a thing.
No.
Like a literal object.
Eric and I used to get drunk and try to do that. We would just try to go volley back and forth and just say things like as fast as we could.
It's so hard.
And
you
like
try it right
what
now?
You end up doing, I don't know why, is you always resort to food. And,
yeah,
and you start saying food over and over again. Or like
can
states.
We try it?
Yeah, sure.
Tennis ball.
Marshmallows.
Salmon. We're at food already. All right. Well,
Yeah, try it at home.
Yeah, try.
That's a good like drinking game, right?
Just saying words at each other?
Saying words, and you can't do two foods in a row.
Okay. Oh, wow. And then whoever, and you only know, get no more than 5 seconds to answer, or you have to take a shot.
It's got
to
be like a, it's got to be like a volley, you know, boom, boom, yeah, boom, boom, like a, you know, there's a beat to it.
Right.
If
you
somebody
can't drop
misses
it.
The beat, then you got
to
drink.
Yeah. Let's do that tonight at a fancy restaurant.
Okay.
Okay.
That wine place around the corner. I'm trying to get us to.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Exactly
me too.
1 hour. So and, when people look at it, they're like, we didn't.
One
lose money. You know, we got a bunch of new patrons.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
oh, welcome.
I would say like six or something.
What?
Like that. Yeah, they
welcome.
Keep showing up.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. All right,
Hail
that's it. Hail Satan.
This is Rudy Giuliani back again on the air. Now we're gonna go to David in Oceanside.
Hello, Mr. Giuliani. We speak again.
Hi, David.
Let me introduce myself again. David Goodhart, Executive President of New York Ferrets Rights Advocacy. Last week when we spoke, you said a very disparaging remark to me that I should get a life. That was very unprofessional of you. Here we're trying to get something seriously done without you talking over me. We're trying to get something very seriously
David,
done.
David, you're on my show. I have the right to talk over you.
But here's the thing. You
and
talked
the fact
over me
is,
the last time, and
the fact,
we are
and
trying
the fact,
to get an
David,
important issue taken care of where the city is violating state law.
Yeah,
and I
David,
asked you last week if you care about the law.
Yes, I do care about the law. I think
so
you have totally and absolutely misinterpreted the law because there's something deranged about you.
No, there isn't, sir.
You,
the
there's
law
the excessive concern that you have for ferrets is something you should examine with a therapist.
Sir, understand it. Well, first
not with me.
Don't go insulting me again.
I'm not insulting. I'm being honest with you. Maybe nobody in your life
sir,
has ever been honest with you. But this excessive...
I happen to be more sane than you.
David,
first of all,
there is something... There is
something
a serious... There
Mr.
is a,
Giuliani,
David,
Rudy,
this conversation is over, David. Thank you. There is something really, really very sad about you. You need help. You need somebody to help you. This excessive concern with little weasels is a sickness. I'm sorry. That's my opinion. You don't have to accept it. There are probably very few people that would be as honest with you about that, but you should go consult a psychologist or a psychiatrist and have him help you with this excessive concern, how you are devoting your life to weasels. There are people in this city and in this world that need a lot of help. There's something that has gone wrong with you. Your compulsion about it, your excessive concern with it, is the sign of something wrong in your personality. I do not mean to be insulting. I'm trying to be honest with you, and I'm trying to give you advice for your own good. You have a sickness. And I know it's hard for you to accept that because you hang on to this sickness, and it's your shield, it's your whatever. You got to go to somebody who understands this a lot better than I do. And I know you're real angry at me, and you're going to attack me, but actually you're angry at yourself. And what you're afraid of what I'm raising with you. You know, you need help. And... please get it. Now we're going to move on to Richard in the Bronx.